Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, we tried to stay on time for you this morning, but things get out of hand when we're out here at Publix. Lots of distractions. how are you doing this morning, Dave?
Yeah, do it fine. I know you get Bo and Mike around all that food that Publix has. It's a tough deal, so.
I mean, they're eating mac and cheese and ham right now. It's nuts right now.
Yeah, I have no apologies either.
But focusing on the Falcons and everything that's been going on up at Flowery Branch, obviously we got the news this week that Penix is going to have to undergo surgery and Kirk Cousins is in. What has been the energy? What has the energy been like around Flowery Branch this week?
Yeah, the building's been good. I think that a lot of people would expect it to be down and, oh, woe is me and all that kind of stuff. It has not been the case at all. I think that it says a lot about the leadership that's on the team and that they're regrouping, getting ready to go. I think a lot of people have sold them out as far as the season goes, and they're not anywhere in that same ballpark. I think they feel like they've got an opportunity to do something pretty special. Now, they're going to have to go on a streak here, but you know, there's a lot of football left. Mike will tell you that you got to go out on your shield, and that's what this team plans on doing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and you can't pay attention to anything other than putting one foot in front of the other and making sure the next rep is as good as it can possibly be, Dave. Well, one of the things that I've been paying attention to, I know you did as well on the broadcast last week, was you come out, Kirk Cousins comes in, Michael Penix gets injured, and you immediately go under center, and you operate under center for four or five snaps, which is seemingly more than under center. I'm curious to get your thoughts on not only why that's the case, but also what that could look like this weekend in terms of Kirk Cousins maybe getting up under center and operating some play action.
Yeah, I think you'll see a little bit more of it, Mike. It's a comfort zone. They're trying. You know, you hear coaches say we're going to put players in the position they feel like they can best operate or be able to give them the opportunity to be their best and. I think that because the way Penix played in college, they've tried to cater things to a certain extent to what he does and how he's comfortable. And Kirk's obviously been in the league a long time and has played in both systems. And you'll still see some, obviously, a good deal of pistol. But I just think that it's one of those scenarios where Kirk probably has a little bit of input, whereas a young quarterback, his style, Kirk probably has an idea of some of the things that helps him operate at the highest possible level, and so they're going to put him under center. I think that you're going to be excited, Mike. I think you're going to see a little bit more of some of the run game stuff that you've been calling for as well.
Ooh, let's go. All right, now we're talking.
Arch, when you talk about the Saints offense, they have a young quarterback in Shuck in his second start, and it felt like in the Carolina game he just took what they gave him and feels like their offense as a whole has just been taking what they give you and then trying to hit an explosive. Mike and I were talking earlier about kind of getting the pass rush after him. Is this a situation where I felt like we talked about it, and I know you talked about it in the broadcast, felt like they were playing off a little bit against Carolina last week, but with the receiving corps kind of being in the shape that it is, do you come up with Mike Hughes and maybe Dee Alford both being back, hug up these receivers and allow – kind of give your guys time to get home and don't give an easy throw to a young quarterback to gain confidence?
Well, it would be nice, Bo. You know, I've talked about it over the years. As a quarterback, if I'm on first and second down and you're going to be willing to give me 5 or 6 yard throws, I'm going to take them, especially if you're an offense that's not been overly explosive as New Orleans. New Orleans had their most explosive day 2 weeks ago against Carolina in their win. That was their best game of the season, beat Carolina 17-7 in Carolina. And Shuck did take, like you talked about, took throws that Carolina was willing to give him, but they also had 7 explosives of 15 yards or more, which was by far their most of the year. I think on the year they only got like 47 plays in their season so far where they've been able to be explosive offensively, and most of those have come in the passing game, either catch and run, or in the case 2 weeks ago, Shuck hit a couple of shots down the field. He's a different kind of player than you've seen them have in recent years. He's a little bit more of a Josh Allen, poor man's Josh Allen, about 6'5", 225, 230 pounds. He can run. When he stayed healthy in college, he won football games. I think he was 28-14 as a starter in college, but couldn't stay on the field until his final year at Louisville and played 12 games for the Cardinals last year after transferring from Oregon to Texas Tech. He had a tough time staying on the field from an injury standpoint, but he loves to take off. So that'll be a part of the scenario here. If you do want to come out and play man coverage, you better not let him get out because he is capable of running, even though he's a big guy. So I think that's the little bit of the double-edged sword here. But certainly, you know, takeaways, the easy stuff for him. This has been an offense that struggled throughout the year, and they got a young quarterback that's trying to figure out what he can do at this level.
All right. Arch, real quick, to that point about the explosives, it feels like lately explosive plays have been our kryptonite on the defense. Why is that?
Yeah, no question. No question about it. I mean, you've given up 29 plays of 15 yards or more in the last 3 games. I mean, you can go back to the last 2 games, go back to Berlin, even though Jonathan Taylor and the Colts ran for 1 million yards in the game. You could have made one play defensively on 3rd and 21 and won the football game. And then last weekend, you got a quarterback that throws for a career high. He throws for like 1 million yards in the game. And if you complete the 3rd and 5 slant route to Drake with about 2.5 minutes to go in the game and Canales has burned all his time out, you're going to win that game too. So even with all the explosives they've given up, they've still had a chance to win the game. But that's been the backbreaker, if you will, for a defense that's been pretty solid all year long. You're number two in the league in sacks, which is something you wanted to improve on. You're getting that done. You're number two in the league in takeaways. You're number two in the league, number nine in the league in takeaways, 10th in the league in takeaway. You're doing a lot of good stuff on defense. You just have not been able to limit the explosive play. If I knew why they couldn't limit the explosive play, Bo, I'd be making about $3 million as a coordinator in the National Football League.
Look, Arch, I want to flip sides of the ball. I want to go back over to the offense. We saw just a few weeks ago against the Dolphins, we saw Kirk Cousins without Drake London. And I'm curious, from your standpoint, when we get into the middle of this game, who is this offense going to be able to rely on through the air? There's a lot of questions about Darnell Mooney. Kyle Pitts has had his ups and downs. I'm just not sure who the passing game will go through when they take on New Orleans on Sunday.
Well, Roddy White and Julio Jones aren't walking through that door, so they're going to have to go with the guys that they have on the roster. It's going to be David Sills is going to have to step up and take on a bigger role. We saw them connect a couple times in the game. Mooney is going to have to come out of his shell and make some plays. Mooney had a big game in this game last year in New Orleans. I think 95 yards receiving a year ago. So you're going to need him to step up, and Pitts is going to have to step up. I think all those guys, it's all hands on deck now. You got to step up and say, hey, what do you want? Do you want to show you can play at this level and go play? And I think there may be a surprise or two. You know, Casey Washington may be able to step up. Don't be surprised if Dylan Drummond's not available for this game. He led the team in receiving in the preseason. So I think that they're at this point now are saying, hey, Drake's not there. You know Bijan's going to get his touches, but let's go, guys. Everybody, all hands on deck. Let's go make some plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Arch, I know a guy that never lost to these guys as a starting quarterback in the league. Does that guy have any fond memories of this rivalry, maybe down there in the Superdome?
Yeah, there was a lot of good ones, Bo. I mean, obviously there's nothing better than to shut this crowd up in their own building. We went down there to start the season. My third year in the league, Jim Mora, senior, had just taken over as the head coach. Bobby Hebert, their quarterback. And we went down there and thumped them pretty good. We beat them 31-10 to open the season down there. Gerald Riggs had a big day running the football, and we got after them pretty good. It was really fun. I ran a little bootleg play, got out of the pocket, and got up about 12, 13 yards, popped out of bounds. And Dave Wehmer, who former Notre Dame corner, played for the Saints for a long time, Wehmer says, "Hey, Arch, just stay in bounds, man. We ain't got nothing left." And we had had the ball for about 47 minutes of the game. Their defense was completely dead. And that's what – it'd be nice to be able to lay some of that on them.
Arch, I can't let you get out of this interview without talking a little bit about Divine Diablo and the opportunity that he can have stepping back into this defense. And we talked about hugging up and possibly having Mike Hughes back and De'Alford, but Divine Diablo being back in the middle of this defense I think is really the key that unlocks a lot of the things that Jeff Ulbrich wants to do.
Yeah, it certainly has paid dividends when he was on the field, Mike. I'm concerned about what he can do. He's got the man from your club on one hand, so he's going to have a cast on his hand all the way up to his elbow. So I'm not sure, you know, how much that's going to hamper him in being able to do the things he likes to do. Obviously, to be able to run thing like you're talking about is good, but can he wrap up? What's the coverage thing look like with the kind of the club thing on his hand? So I don't know exactly how effective he's going to be, but certainly an option for Atlanta to go to. And I thought that Ronnie Harrison's really rounded into doing some good things. Ronnie's got 17 tackles and 2 sacks in the last 2 games, but certainly a little bit bigger body on the field with Divine Diablo would be a big deal.
Hey, Arch, there's one guy that kills us every year. I don't know how. He's played 16 games. I was pulling up the numbers on Taysom Hill. He's almost got like 500 yards rushing. He's got a touchdown receiving. Hell, he's threw for 4 touchdowns against us. Do you, if you're Ulbrich, do you say, have eyes on 7 every time he's on the field? Because they've always, it doesn't matter who's the coach there, they always seem to have something up their sleeve with number 7, Taysom Hill.
Well, I'm gonna try to show up about the time their team bus shows up there at the Superdome, and I'm gonna fall like on the back of his legs accidentally, kind of trip, act like I've got my bag, and I'm gonna trip and fall down the back of his legs, try to take him out of the game, Yeah, I mean, anytime he comes in the game, he seems to have some piece of what's going on. So yeah, you got to have eyes. Now, he's not on the field all that much, Bo, but certainly. He comes in short yardage. More often than not, he's going to do something with the ball. They're going to give it to him, or he's going to try to throw it or do something. So I'm not overly concerned about him. But, yeah, you got to have some eyes on him. I'm more worried about their defense and what their defense can do. They've got some old heads on that side of the football that they just have the ability to play. I think their middle linebacker is a Hall of Fame player, DeMario Davis. He's had great games against Atlanta. And so I think that their defense would be the biggest concern. If you go out and operate, you put 470 yards on this defense last year. You go put that kind of number on this defense this year, and you're going to win by two touchdowns.
Well, Dave, you are a wealth of knowledge. These guys keep signaling to me they have one more question, but we don't have time. But we appreciate your time as always. Hopefully we give the Falcons some similar memories to yours in the Superdome this weekend.
That would be great, Allie. Sounds good. Thanks. Good talking to you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.